Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, you are about to listen Spiritual Discourse. The title is Lord Shiva, The Essence of Bhagavad Gita, Part 13, presented by Sri Karthik Ramachandran. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Mad Buddhayo Mam Satatam Pujayantiha Ye Janaha Tesham Nitya Vyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vaham Yaham. So, here Lord Shiva says, Ishvara Gita 11th chapter 88th verse, one who keeps always his intelligence, one who is always meditating on me and also does stuti, one who eulogizes or one who glorifies me constantly and who always meditates on me, I take care of him completely. I personally take care of him. So, he will not fall down. I will completely take care of him. He will become my dear one. That's what Lord Shiva says, and the same is told in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Shiva through Krishna to Arjuna, 9th chapter 22nd verse. Ananyaschintayanto mam ye janah paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam mahamyaham. Yogakshemam mahamyaham, that's what was told in the Ishvara Gita also. And then Ishvara Gita 11th chapter 91st verse. Tasmat vinashvaran Nanyam Tyaktva Deva Nasheshataha Mameva Samsharayet Isham Sayati Paramam Padam. So one should discard everything, worshipping other devatas, and just worship me. Shiva Eko Dyeyaha Shivam Karaha Sarvamanyat Parityajya. Same is told in the Atharvashika Upanishad. Casting aside Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, just worship Mahadeva. Shiva Eko, worship Mahadeva only, Mahadeva alone and not anyone else. And then individuals, all the Jivatmas should actually adopt refuge in me alone. And then by performing the same, one achieves the supreme abode, Paramam Padam. So which means that it refers to that Parakailasha or Mahakailasha, which is beyond Vaikuntha, Goloka, Devi Loka, Skanda Loka, Brahma Loka, Indra Loka. The highest of the highest worlds is Mahakailasha or Parakailasha. So Mahakailasha is told, you know, Mahakailasha Nilaya, Lalita Sakasranamam 578th name talks about Mahakailasha Nilaya, the one who resides in Mahakailasha along with Paramashiva. And Mahakailasha Varnanam is also beautifully described in the Upadesha Kandam, 2nd chapter of Shankara Samhita Skanda Purana. And there are many, many places where that divine world of Lord Shiva is beautifully described in Shiva Dharmottara Puranam, Shiva Mahapuranam, Linga Puranam, Skanda Puranam, Brahmanda Puranam, Vayu Puranam, etc. And then, so that's what is told in Mattah Parataram Nanya. Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter 7th verse. Mattak paratanam nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya mayi sarvam idam protam sutre manigana eva. There is nothing that is greater than Lord Shiva. So that personality, in, again, Krishna speaks means that Krishna is not speaking by himself. So Krishna's antaratma, so antaratma bhavam. So we have to understand that. Paramhi brahma katitam yoga yuktena tanmaya. He was in yogic union with that supreme reality and then he was conveying the message of Lord Shiva. So it's actually the words of Lord Shiva. So Mayi Sarvam. So there is nothing that is greater than Lord Shiva. And that kind of fits with the Vedantic epithets. Paraat parataro brahma dat paraat parato harihi dat paraat parato ishastanme mana shiva sankalpamastu. Shiva sankalpa suktam rigvedam kilabagam 18th verse. No, greater than the greatest is Brahma. And greater than Brahma is Hari, but greater than Hari is that Ishvara, Maheshwara, Samba, Shiva, Chandrasekara, Ambika, Pati. So let my mind focus on that Ambika, Pati, Parvati, Pati alone. Tanme manaha Shiva Sankalpamastu, Eko Rudro Nadvitiyaya. He is one without a second. There is nothing that is equal to him or greater than him. And then there is another verse in Shvetashvatara Upanishad. I'm trying to remember. Yasmat param
na paramasti kinchit yasmannani yonajyayosti kaschit vriksha ivastabdo divitishtat yekastenedam purnam purushena sarvam.
So there is na param, there is nothing that is greater than Lord Shiva. Na paramasti kinchit
nehana nasti kinchana bhagadaranyakam.
Apart from Lord Shiva, there is nothing that is equal to him or greater than him. So And so that's why also the same is conveyed by, you know, in the beginning of Ishvara Gita, Narayana says the same thing. Kurma Puranam, second canto, first chapter, there is Ishvara Gita, very first chapter, 40th and the 41st verse. Narayana says, Tvam hi veta swamatmanam nahyanyo vidyate shiva tatastvam atmanatmanam munindrebhyah pradarshaya. Because the sages actually ask Narayana about what is the supreme reality, who is the supreme reality and how to get rid of the repeated cycles of birth and death. And then Narayana invokes Maheshwara. Maheshwara appears suddenly there. And then Narayana says, Oh Mahadeva, you know, you are that ultimate supreme reality, Paramatma. And you can only explain this, Oh Mahadeva. So no one else can do. So you know, you are the only personality who knows about yourself. Because even Narayana cannot understand. Naham janami ka shrutihi. Krishna says to Radha in Brahma Vaivarta Puranam, Naham janami, I am not aware of his age, O Radha. And even the Shrutis, the Vedas cannot understand his age. Brahma, Vishnu, Indra, Munayor, Janma, Mrityu, Jaraditaha. Brahma and Vishnu and Indra are bound to destruction by birth, bound by birth, old age, disease and death. Matsya Puranam, 154th chapter, 180th verse. And there is an interesting verse. Vishnu. Vishnu says in Padma Puranam, Patala Kanda, 114th chapter, 190th verse, Varsha Koti Sagasram Tu, Sagasrabde Atanvakam Bhaktya Sampujito Pisha Padono Darshitastvaya. This verse comes in the Narada Puranam, Purva Bhagam, 79th chapter, 139th verse, but with a slight modification that is also present in the Padma Purana, Patala Kanda, 114th chapter, 189th and the 190th verse. So which means, Varsha Koti, for crores and crores of years I have been searching for your feet, O Lord Shiva. I am still not able to find. You have not manifested that to me. I am not qualified to see your feet, to have darshan of your divine feet, O Mahadeva. That's why he says, Namastestu, Namastestu, Tvameva Sharanam Gataha. I want to just worship you. I do Sharanagati to you, O Lord Shiva, Mahadeva, Samba Shiva. And that's why here he says, you know, only you can explain about yourself. So please reveal about yourself to these sages, O Mahadeva, Samba Shiva. Only Mahadeva can understand Mahadeva. Not even Brahma and Vishnu cannot understand Lord Shiva. And then, so with this said, there are various places, you know, I would like to quote some references, interesting things. Parashara Upapuranam, where Parashara Maharshi is described as the father of Vyasa Maharshi. And then he makes an interesting comment. So Parashara Upapuranam, 6th chapter, 22nd verse, there he says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Mahadeva Prasadataha Rudraksha Dharano Shraddha Swabhavenaiva Jayate. Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Now after taking many births, by the grace, Mahadeva Prasadataha, by the grace of Lord Shiva. You know, only by the grace of Lord Shiva, even if you want to chant Shiva Shiva through your mouth, that also happens by the grace of Lord Shiva. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen by chance. So, Mahadeva Prasadataha, Rudraksha Dharano Shraddha Swabhavenaiva Jayate. So that faith in wearing Rudraksha or Basma or Linga, worshipping the Linga or worshipping Shiva Rupam, you know, Shiva Vigraham, Swabhavenaiva Jayate, that will come automatically. You know, we see sometimes the kids also, I was seeing, you know, a Facebook video, it was quite interesting. It was like a 2-year-old kid only. He went to the Shiva temple and then his father and mother were there. He quickly ran to all the Lingas and then he, you know, placed his hand on the Linga and then worshipped it. He worshipped all the Lingas. No, his mother and father did not do. But that kid was doing, 2-year-old kid. So here, Parashara Maharshi says, Swabhavenaiva Jayate, by the grace of Lord Shiva, after engaging in bhakti for Lord Shiva for many births, you become qualified and then by default, you get that habit of worshipping Lord Shiva. Swabhavenaiva. Oh, I have to wear Rudraksha, I have to wear Basma every day. So that will come by you know, by default. That's what he says. And then Suta Samhita, Brahma Gita, 4th chapter. So, you know, many people were asking why Shiva Bhakti is not spread all over, right? So here the answer comes, Gautamasya Munek Shapa Dadichasya Chashapataha Mahapavatam Nrinam Shiva Jnanasya Sadhane Sarvango Dulane Tiryak Tripundrasya Chadarane Rudrakshadarane Rudra Lingasyaivata Putu Pujane. Now, because of the curse of Dadichi Maharshi and Gautama Maharshi, no, it is described that Shiva Dveshis will be born in Kali Yuga. In the name of Brahmanas, Shiva Dveshis will be born in the womb of the Brahmana ladies. And then they will have great hatred towards, you know, Rudraksha Dharanam or Tripundra Dharanam. Tripundra is actually that vibhuti that you apply on your forehead, basma. And then Linga Puja, they will have hatred for it. It's because of the curse of Gautama Maharshi and Dadichi Maharshi. Brahma says that in 4th chapter of Brahma Gita. Because many people were asking, so I wanted to just cover that also. Why Shiva Bhakti has not been spread? And then Suta Samhita, but by the grace of Lord Shiva, we can spread. And by the grace of Gautama Maharshi and Dadichi Maharshi, we can definitely spread. And Suta Samhita, Brahma Gita, 7th chapter. Aneka Janma Siddhana, Aneka Janma Samsiddha. Shrauta Smartha Parayana Parayanaha Anityam Iti Vignaya Jagat Vairagyam Apnuyat. So Aneka Janma Siddha, Aneka Janma Samsiddha. For worshipping Lord Shiva alone for many, many births. Shrauta Smartha Parayanaha. That belief in the Vedas. Shrauta means comes from the word Shruti. Shruti means the Vedas. Smartha comes from the word Smriti. Smriti means the Puranas and Upapuranas and Itihasas. So this Parayanaha, this after engaging in Punyas for many, many Janmas, this activity of engaging belief in the Vedas, Upanishads and Puranas will develop and one will do Parayana of that. And then Anityam and also another knowledge will come. So Anityam Iti Vignaya. This world is Anityam, it's not eternal. So Vairagyam Apnuyat, one will go in search of Vairagyam and surrender to Lord Shiva, because Mahadeva is alone the supreme reality and he alone is imperishable. Jnanat evahi samsara vinasho naiva karmana iti jnatva shiva jnana siddhyartham punaras tikaha shrotriyam brahmanashtam cha gurum gachet priyena cha. After you come to the point that everything is bound to perish, whichever you go behind, whichever pleasure you go behind, anything, all the relationships are temporary, all the possessions are temporary, even the world is temporary, even Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are temporary. What is the use of going back to Swargalokam or Vaikuntham or Brahma Lokam? When the halahala poison came, Vaikuntham cha dadaha cha. Even Vaikuntham and Brahmalokam were bound by that halahala poison and it was burning in flames. 9th chapter, 109th verse to the 115th verse of Skanda Mahapurana, Kedara Kanda, Maheshwara Kanda says that. So everything is Anityam. Even Brahma, Narayana and Indra are Anityam, or Krishna or Rama are Anityam. So only Lord Shiva is Nitya. Nityaya Shuddhaya Digambaraya Tasmai Nakaraya Namah Shivaya. First verse of the Panchakshara Mantram says, Nityaya means as eternal. So we are all Anityam. And then through that Shiva Jnanam, Diyate cha Shiva Jnanam, Kshiyate Pashabandhanam, Yasmadadak Samakhyata, Dikshetiyam Vichakshanaihi. Siddhanta Shikamani, 6th chapter, 11th verse. Diksha itself means getting the knowledge of Lord Shiva. Diyate cha Shiva Jnanam. By getting that Shiva Jnanam, the knowledge about Lord Shiva, Di refers to that. Ksha. Kshiyate Pasha Bandhanam. Ksha refers to once you get that Shiva Jnanam, what happens? This bondage to this material world completely perishes. This is what? Yasmata Taksamakyata Dikshetiyam Vichakshanaihi. This is what is Diksha told by Renuka Bhagavad Pada to Agastya Maharshi. And then here continuing, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam cha Gurum Gachet Priyanacha. And after realizing everything is temporary, now what you have to do? That realization should come, you know, it should be very strong within the heart. Now tomorrow you might get attracted to some kind of material stuff and then go behind that. So that's why the bhakti is important, sadhana is important. There is one video I have uploaded, how sadhana is very, very important. How Nandi and Upamanyu and Jaimini Maharshi and Suta Maharshi and Shweta Maharshi were serious, Markandeya Maharshi were serious in their sadhana. And that's how you develop that attitude, okay fine, that's how you get that realization that everything is anityam and Mahadeva alone is nityam. And no one is asking you to take up sannyas or something. Even in marriage life you can achieve Lord Shiva. Nayanmars and Sharanas themselves are an example. But engaging everything in the service of Lord Shiva, that's what is more important. If you beget a child also, you have to give that knowledge of Lord Shiva to him or her. That's the highest knowledge that one can acquire. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam cha Gurum Gachet Priyena cha. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Go and surrender to a guru who is Shrotriya, who has mastered the Vedas, Shruti, Brahmanishtam, who is in Shivanishta. Very, very important. Because many people, you know, they engage in Veda and Upanishad study and they say Shiva Bhakti, they do not encourage Shiva Bhakti. And they say Shiva Bhakti is nonsense. No, that is actually bad. So, one who has studied the Vedas and who is engaging in Shiva Nishta, completely surrendered to Lord Shiva, because the last message of the Upanishads is Shiva Eko Dhyayaha, Shivam Karaha. Shiva Eko Dhyayaha, Shivam Karaha, Sarvamanyat Parityajya. Shiva alone is the object of meditation. Shiva alone is the object of surrender. No one else. So Brahma Nishtam. So who is in Shiva Nishta? And then who is? Go and surrender to that Guru, Vaidika, Shrauta Shaiva Siddhantam. That is Shiva Vishishta Advaitam. Or, you know, you have the Veera Shaiva, Shakti Vishishta Advaitam. Or the Tamil Shaiva Siddhantam. Anybody. And Gurus Tasmai Param Vidyam. Dadhyacha Surapungavaha. And then you get relieved and then you engage in sadhana, continuous sadhana, serving your guru and serving Mahadeva, spreading the Shiva Jnanam. Taittiriya Upanishad talks about spreading the knowledge of Lord Shiva. Swadhyaya Pravachanecha Hritamcha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha Satyamcha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha Damascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha Tapascha Swadhyaya Pravachanecha. Swadhyaya means you. You actually engage in study of the Vedas and Upanishads and then Pravachana, you do lecture and spread the knowledge of Lord Shiva. So, and then moving on. So, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 23rd verse, Rudranam Shankarashchasmi. This is what is told again in Ishvara Gita by Lord, you know, by Lord Shiva, 7th chapter. So, you know, here, you know, some people, you know, take it for granted and then say, oh, okay, these 11 Rudras, actually, it refers to Lord Shiva. You know, not. Actually, it doesn't. So, we have to understand this very carefully. There are many, many places I have uploaded a video where the difference between Kala Rudra and Paramashiva has been explained. So, many, many places. Mahabharatam Upamanyu Maharshi says that in Anushasana Parvam 14th chapter, Padma Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Vayu Purana, Kurma Purana, Shiva Purana, Linga Purana, Devi Bhagavata Purana, Skanda Purana, and Parashara Upa Purana, Shiva Dharmottara Purana, etc. Various references are there. Even the Vedas and Upanishads highlight the difference between Rudra and Paramashiva. So one should not get confused. So I'll just quote one reference, but one can refer that video. Padma Purana Patala Kanda chapter 108, where the importance of the sacred ash is stated. And then Lord Shiva says, Dakshinange Srijat Putram Brahmanam Vamato Harim Prishte Deshe Maheshanastreen Putran Srijat Vibuhu Jatamatra Strayodeva Brahma Vishnu Maheshwaraha. Mahadeva, through his Dakshina, through his right hand, he created Brahma. Vama, through his left hand, he created Narayana or Hari or Vishnu. And then Prishta, through his back, he created Rudra or Maheshwara, Rudra, Kala Rudra, basically. The destroyer. So, Brahma for creation, Narayana for destruction. Brahma for creation, Narayana for maintenance, and Kala Rudra for destruction. And sometimes in the Puranas, it is described that from the heart comes Rudra. From the heart of Lord Shiva comes Rudra. Here it says Prishte, means from the back of Maheshwara, from the back of Lord Shiva comes Kala Rudra. And so these three are the sons of Lord Shiva. That's what it says. So the point here is Mahadeva is beyond the three modes. Mahadeva is Shuddha Sattva. He is beyond the Trinity. He is not one among the Trinity. He is beyond the Brahma, Narayana and Rudra. He is not one among the Trinity. So that's important point to be noted. So Rudranam Shankarashasmi refers to the 11 Rudras who have been employed by Lord Shiva for the doing the task of destruction. They are not actually Lord Shiva. So that should be noted. So and then the same, you know, Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 6th verse also, when Mahadeva shows the Virata Roop, Pashyadityan Vasun Rudran. So many people say this again, you know, Rudran and Vasu. So it says Rudran. So there it refers to again the 11 Rudras, because there are 33 crore Devatas, right? So 11 Rudras, 12 Adityas, 8 Vasus and 2 Ashwini Kumaras. So 8 plus 2 plus 11 plus 12 is 33. And among, you know, they have like 1 crore Devatas under them. So there are 33 crore Devatas totally. But these 11 Rudras are not Lord Shiva. They are created by Lord Shiva for doing the task of destruction. And another interesting fact is that there are many places where, you know, Vamana Puranam and Parvati Parameshwara Kalyanam happens, where the 11 Rudras are described as participating in the marriage of Parvati Mata and Parameshwara. So this itself says that the 11 Rudras are distinct from that Parvati Pati Parameshwara. And another place, Dadichi Maharshi, in the Shanti Parvam of Mahabharatam, where Dadichi Maharshi comes to Daksha Yajnam, and then he sees everybody, Brahma, Vishnu and everybody. And then he asks, you know, I do not regard anybody that is greater than Maheshwara, and I don't see him here. He is actually described as the king of sacrifices in the Vedas. Avo Rajanam Advarasya. So how have you not invited Mata, Parashakti and Paramashiva? How dare you? He asks that, and Daksha replies in a very, very sarcastic way. He says to Dadichi, you see these 11 Rudras who have the, you know, Jatamudi and who have the Chandra on their head. You see these 11 Rudras who are standing here. You know, I have invited them, but I don't know the personality you are talking about. I don't know the personality named Maheshwara that you are talking about, O Dadichi. So here itself, Dadichi Maharshi, Daksha in a sarcastic way, he says, and then here we can understand how the 11 Rudras are distinct from Maheshwara. So he did not invite the Mahadeva. He did not invite Mahadeva and Mata Sati, but he invited the 11 Rudras. So the distinction is shown. So the Bhagavad Gita 10th chapter 23rd verse and Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 6th verse, where it says Rudranam Shankarashchasmi or Pashyadityan Vasun Rudran, it refers to the 11 Rudras and not Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva is actually the shower of Vishwarupa. And all the opulences are also described as that of Lord Shiva only. So that one. And then moving on to some of the objections that have been raised, you know, let's go into it one by one. So Bhagavad Gita, we see in the 18th chapter, 61st and the 62nd verse, Bhagavad Gita, Ishvarak sarva bhutana kriddhe ser jonatishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudani mayaya. So he says, Krishna says to Arjuna that Ishvara, that supreme controller, is present in the heart of all the living entities, oh my dear Arjuna. And this verse exactly matches with the Vedantic verse Ishanak, when describing the fifth phase of Lord Shiva, Sadhyojata Vamadeva Agora Tatpurusha Ishana. It says Ishanak Sarva Vidyanam Ishvarak Sarva Bhutanam. Know the point, Ishvarak Sarva Bhutanam, that phrase, exact phrase comes in 1861 of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that. So here when it describes the fifth phase of Lord Shiva, the Vedas, Upanishads say, Ishanak Sarva Vidyanam. Ishana, the ultimate controller, is actually the lord of all the knowledge. And Ishwarak Sarva Bhutanam. He is present in the heart, Antaryami, of all the living entities. And that's what is told by Krishna to Arjuna, as actually Ishwara, Lord Shiva, is residing in the heart of all the living entities. He is my Antaryami, he is your Antaryami. And then 1862, he says, Tameva Sharanam Gaccha Sarva Bhavena Bharata Tat Prasadat Param Shantim Sthanam Prapsyasi Shashvatam. Tameva, go and surrender to him. Sharanam Gaccha. Sharanam means surrender. Gaccha, go and surrender to him.
ஹூ இஸ் இன் த ஹார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி லிவிங் என்டிட்டிஸ், ஹூ இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் எஸ் மகாதேவா, மகேஸ்வரா, சாம்பசிவா, அம்பிகாபதி, பார்வதிபதி. தத் பிரசாதாத் பராம், அண்ட் வாட் யூ கெட் பை சரண்டரிங் டு ஹிம், தத் பிரசாதாத் பராம் சாந்தி, யூ வில் கெட் தட் பராசாந்தி, தட் பரசாந்தி, த ஹையஸ்ட் பீஸ். பராம் சாந்தி ஸ்தானம் பிராப்ஸ்யசி சாஸ்வதம், விச் இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட், விச் இஸ் த எட்டர்னல், சாஸ்வதம் விச் இஸ் எட்டர்னல். தெர் இஸ் நத்திங் தட் இஸ் கிரேட்டர் தேன் தட். சிவபக்தி அலோன் இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல். அண்ட் தென் பகவத்கீதா 15th சாப்டர் 4th வர்ஸ், ததஹ் பதம் தத் பரிமார்கிதவ்யம் யஸ்மின் யஸ்மின் கதா ந நிவர்த்தந்தி பூயஹ தமேவ சாத்யம் புருஷம் பிரபத்யே யதஹ் ப்ரவ்ருத்திஹ் ப்ரசிதா ப்ரசிருதா புராணி. ஹியர் ஆல்சோ தமேவ சாத்யம். சோ ஹி சேஸ், கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ், கோ அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு தட், யூ நோ சரண்டர். சோ லைக் தேர் ஹி யூசஸ் த வேர்ட் ஷரணம், ஹியர் ப்ரபத்யே. சோ ப்ரபத்யே கம்ஸ் இன் த For Sadyojata Mantra. Sadyojatam Prapadyami Sadyojataya Vai Namo Namaha Bhave Bhave Nati Bhave Bhavasvamam Bhavod Bhavaya Namaha Prapadye Sadyojatam Prapadyami. I worship Sadyojata so that I get relieved from the repeated cycles of birth and death, the Upanishad say. So here Krishna says Tameva Chadyam, go and surrender to that Purusha, Veda Purusha, Purusho Vai Rudraha. So go and surrender to him from whom everything has originated. Mahadeva is the origin of everything, but he doesn't have an origin. Karanam karananam vyata karanam tu dyeyah sarvaishwarya sampannah shambhura akasham adye atharvashika upanishad. He alone is the cause of all causes, but he doesn't have a cause. With that only Narayana says ahameva jagatkarta mama karta maheshwarah to vyasa. I am the cause, I am the cause of this universe, oh Vyasa, but mama karta maheshwaraha, the one who has created me is Lord Shiva. Though, you know, from a secondary standpoint, Brahma is described as the Lord of Vedas, and then Indra is described as the Lord of Yajnas, and Vishnu is described as the Lord of the world. From the primary standpoint, that is from the secondary standpoint, from the primary standpoint if you see, but the antaratma of these three personalities is Lord Shiva. So he is the ultimate lord of this world and the ultimate lord of all the yajnas and the ultimate lord of the Vedas. The Panchakshara Mantram is in the center of the Vedas. Shankaraya cha Mayaskaraya cha Namah Shivaya cha Shivataraya cha. That Namah Shivaya is the soul of the Vedas. So Tameva Chadyam Purusham Prapadye, go and surrender to that Veda Purusha who is described as the Supreme Reality, from whom everything began and then since time immemorial. That's what here Krishna says. So with this also, like Vyasa says many many times in the last chapter of the Drona Parvam Mahabharatam, he says Sharanam Gaccha Kaunteya Varadam Bhuvaneshwaram. Sharanam Gaccha Kaunteya, O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, Sharanam Gaccha, go and surrender to that person Mahadeva Varadam, who is the giver of boons, Bhuvaneshwaram, who is the lord of the universe. Because that's where Arjuna gets confused, right? We saw that before. Arjuna is totally confused and he is not able to come to a conclusion, decision. Because he felt like he was actually killing his enemies. But even before he tried to kill his enemies, there was another personality who came in front of him, his chariot. And then he defeated, he killed all the enemies. It was Lord Shiva who came. And then Arjuna actually is perplexed. From the, you know, from the outside world perspective, people think that, people think that, oh, it was Arjuna who killed the warriors. How great he is. But Arjuna says to Vyasa, only I know, Vyasa Maharshi, that personality was helping me and Krishna in the war. And then he was not personally going and killing everybody. He was just standing at one place. And he had a spear in his hand. And out of that spear, thousands and thousands of spears came and then killed my enemies. And then my arrows were hitting the dead bodies. Oh Vyasa Maharshi. So please enlighten me. Who is that personality? And then Vyasa talks 158 verses, beautiful verses, which is present in my playlist also. Lord Shiva, the hero of the Mahabharata war. 24 lectures, 24 episodes are there. And he goes on to describe beautifully. And then he says, Vyasa Maharshi, again and again he repeats, like 6 to 7 times that word comes. பிரபத்யே சரணம் தேவம் வரதம் புவனேஸ்வரம் சரணம் கச்ச கௌந்தேய வரதம் புவனேஸ்வரம் கோவன் சரண்டர் டு ஹெம் கோவன் சரண்டர் டு ஹெம் அண்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் த சேம் திங் இந்த கூர்ம புராணா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கேண்டோ 30th சாப்டர் 65th வேர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கேண்டோ 30th சாப்டர் ஐ டோன்ட் ரிமெம்பர் த வேர்ஸ் நம்பர் பட் வியாசா சேஸ் அகெயின் டு அர்ஜுனா தட் கோ அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு ஹிம் பை சரண்டரிங் டு ஹிம் ந ஷோகோ யூ வில் கெட் ரிலீவ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த sorrows or miseries. Rudra itself, one who removes all the sorrows. Rudra itself, one means actually one who removes all the sorrows from your life. Sharanam gaccha kaunteya.